Eric Snodgrass, Senior Fellow and Principal Atmospheric Scientist with Nutrient Ag Solutions, shares whether or not the La Nina that brought drought to areas of the Cotton Belt will end in 2023. He notes that there are signs of La Nina fading next year and what this means for cotton growers as they look towards the 2023 growing season.
I think the big thing that happened this last year was that we had a La Nina that robbed parts of the Western Cotton Belt of a lot of rainfall. You combine that with some places in Texas and Oklahoma having 50 to 60 days this summer with high temperatures above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. We just robbed the whole region of a lot of moisture. Now, we still have about 78% at the end of 2022, about 78% of the country in some form of drought. And the big questions are, what's going to relieve that going into 2023? So I think the number one thing that's going to be front of mind for a lot of folks is going to be whether or not this La Nina, which has been driving us toward drought this year, is going to fade. There's a lot of evidence that it will. When La Ninas fade, the cold water in the central equatorial Pacific starts to warm up. And the good news about that is we tend to develop a more favorable jet stream pattern that delivers more moisture in the following year across the Cotton Belt. So overall, there's positive news there if we do get rid of this La Nina, but there are some large deficits in soil moisture and large deficits in total rainfall in our Cotton Belt, especially the western side of it right now. So what we'll be asking is, come spring, how much of that drought monitor will still show big sections of the country in drought? And I'm hoping it's down well below 60% at that point. I think one of the last holdouts will be parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, and maybe a little bit into New Mexico. So yeah, that is front of mind for a lot of folks. And I think that we got a better chance going into 2023 than we did in 2022. But every year, it feels like we're just a week away from redeveloping drought. That's why we stay on top of it every day.